I'm joined by Rachel Kitten of the Slayton FFA chapter in Texas. She is the proficiency winner in agricultural processing entrepreneurship. Rachel, how are you feeling right now?
Oh my gosh, I am just so beyond blessed right now, is all I can say.
Now, tell me a little bit about your proficiency award area.
Yes, ag processing. So I went a bit of a different route. Last year I made it to nationals in agricultural sales for selling my pig feed. So this year we kind of went the opposite way and went into ag processing and kind of focused on, processing and making of the feed.
So how do you process the swine feed that you're selling?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I buy my own soybean meal, and I actually grind some of the corn that we make on Kitten Farms. And so I mix that together in my own mixer, and I measure out how much, if it's medicated or if I need lysine or stuff like that. And I just make it in 100-pound batches and go from there.
So what was the biggest thing you learned through this award area?
Oh my gosh, just, being an entrepreneurship, you wear many hats. You know, you're not just selling something or making something, and just being able to learn all aspects of running your own business is really awesome and very valuable for the future.
So now, are you going to keep this business for the future?
That's definitely the plan. We'll definitely see where God takes me, but we'll see. As of now, yes, I enjoy running Kitten Farm Feeds.
So now, how did you begin this project? What was the idea with it?
Yes, so starting off, me and my brothers, we actually exhibited market swine, and we also were raising our own swine at the time. So we had, 40 to 30 head at our farm at a time, and the feed bill was getting very expensive, if you can imagine that. And so me and my father were trying to look for ways to kind of cut that cost, because feed costs weren't going down anytime soon. And so we started researching and using some of our local breeders and bouncing off the idea of making our own feed, and it finally came to fruition.
Well, here it is. Now, what have you changed from that first time beginning it?
Oh gosh, definitely a lot. That first time was very, very much trial and error, and it really was just for our family. We were just using the feed for our family, and then kind of word got out and more of our extended family wanted to purchase feed from us, and then some people from our chapter, and that's where it grew. That's where it started.
Now, what advice would you give for a FFA member who is considering to pursue this proficiency award area?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I would definitely support it and encourage it. But the first thing that I would tell them is to get out there and research. Do your own personal research. Now that we have the internet, you can go on any website and just kind of do some research and figure out if you have the availability to start a business like this. And just go for it. You'll regret it if you don't.
So where is the future leading you? Are you involved in any college efforts?
Yes, so right now I'm attending Texas Tech University on an agricultural communications major. And so right now I am, enjoying my education, and we'll see where Kitten Farm takes, Kitten Farm Feeds leads from this education.
Well, without the support system you've had, you wouldn't be here today. Who would you like to thank?
Oh my gosh, definitely my advisors, Mr. Jones, Mr. Westbrook. I would not be here with you today without them, and especially my family. They've been so incredible and so supportive. They even made the trip to Indianapolis this weekend. Without them, they're just a huge blessing, and couldn't do it without them.
And that was Rachel Kitten of the Slayton FFA chapter in Texas. She is the Proficiency Award Area winner in agricultural processing entrepreneurship, proudly sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.